Hi everyone, it's me again. I thought I would have another go at expressing my view to the world. Not that anybody, I guess, is particularly interested, but I thought I would anyway, just to get it off my chest. Today's rant is about buses. Now, as some of you will know from my Facebook and from my natters with you and from having personal experience with me at the time, the lovely, wonderful council has decided to completely and utterly stop buses coming and going from and to the bus stop where I go to in Hereford at the Shire Hall. Now, I have used that particular bus stop for the last, 12 years maybe? At least 12 years. Actually, no, at least 10 years. At least 10, possibly more. So upon getting off the bus, getting on the bus I was going to go and meet Lou on Tuesday, which was the 2nd of September. So there was I, completely oblivious to the fact that, got on the bus fine in Leinster, I didn't think anything of it. And the driver, who was a Polish guy, and English was not his first language, obviously, because he's Polish. Well, actually, that's not obvious, because he could have been born in England. But anyway, I won't start to split hairs. Anyway, but then if he'd been born in England, he would be... Oh, anyway, yes, I'll stop arguing with myself. Okay, so, yeah, he said, we don't stop at the Shire Hall anymore. I said, what do you mean? He said, it's changed. And I said, what's going on? And he couldn't really explain anymore, because his English was pretty pants, to be honest. So this lovely lady was sat in front of me and she said, it's all changed. So I then got off by the Merton. And I've no idea where the Merton is, in contrast to town, because my Hereford knowledge is not particularly great. And so I got somebody to help me walk to the back of McDonald's, which is where I was meeting Louise. So by the time I met Louise, I was stressed and frustrated and a bit despondent. And anyway, I had a lovely time with Lou and went to Vision Links and signed up as a member and things like that, which was great. And I had a look around the gym, which my friend is kind of owning, or whatever you want to call it, as a business. So yeah, that's cool. And then on the way back, I then had to try and find the... I think it was one of three places where I could have got a bus, neither of which I knew where they were. So in the end, our friend Basil came and very kindly assisted me and waited with me while I tried to fathom out where the bus was going from. So then we were randomly walking up to buses to find out which of them was going to Leinster so that I could get home. And were they helpful? No. Well, the buses definitely weren't, because they didn't do anything. They just sat there. But the bus drivers were pretty bad, really. Probably just as useless as the actual buses themselves. I think, actually, if I'd spoken to a bus, it probably would have given me more sense. But anyway, eventually, just by stroke of luck, we found the Leinster bus. And it literally was a stroke of luck, because we had no idea. And thank you to Basil, if you hear this, for your enduring assistance, and for not abandoning me in the middle of Hereford bus station. I do appreciate that, because it was a stressful time. So anyway, I have now contacted Steve, who is my mobility type person, and on Monday I have a mobility session. Since setting up this mobility session, I've realised that I'm going to need to get the bus at Tesco's. So I can get off the bus at Maylor Orchards, I think, which I now know, I kind of know where it is now because it's near Costa. But as it is, there's no buses that go from there. So I'm now going to need to learn two routes, which is really, 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 really crap. And I just, they don't think about the impact this has on blind and partially sighted people. This is, you know, I'd understand it. You know, obviously, they have to change things around. They have to, you know, as part of their planning, they have to do it, whether it's through cutting money, whatever it is. It's crap. You know, we can all moan about it, but, you know, they're going to do what they're going to do, aren't they? But the thing that winds me up is nobody knew about it. Not even people at Vision Links knew about it. And this is, just, you know, an organisation for people that are blind. And them, of all people, should have been told. I mean, it wouldn't hurt the council to phone up Vision Links and RNC and people where they know visually impaired people go to and say, we just need to let you know this is happening in X many months' time, just so you're aware, so you can start, you know, allowing people to be aware of this and teaching people new routes. Do they bother? No, they don't bother. And I don't know why I expect any different, but every single time, whenever there's no thought that goes into anything, it really winds me up. I'm just going to... Oh, I've still got a long time to rant, so that's good. So, yeah, I do. It really gets on under my nerves? Yeah, it does. It gets right under my nerves. So that's two things in the last 3 weeks. The sailing thing, which was really lovely, and don't get me wrong, I had a great time. But there were things about that really could have been done differently. And there's this bus thing. And I mean, anybody that doesn't know me now, or anybody that's getting to know me, must think, oh my God, she's a bit of a moaning cow, isn't she? But actually, I'm usually quite tolerant of these things. And I think it's when things like that shock you, and when you're just thrown into the, you know, into the mix and with no foreknowledge at all, you know, and I got someone to look at a bus timetable for me today, and I'm hoping to do some voluntary work in Ludlow, which is in Shropshire. And there used to be a good, you know, there used to be at least a bus an hour going to and from there. And now that's been cut, and there's only, I think it's three a day or two or three a day, which is probably going to impact on my ability to do voluntary work. If I get the bus. I mean, I guess I could get the train, but then that means looking at the link between the train station and where I need to go. But again, it's more mobility. And people don't realise. It really does get to me. 2 minutes. So I just thought I'd just, you know, I'm thinking of writing to the council, but I am wondering whether there's any point, because in reality, they don't really give a damn, do they? And, you know, people say, oh, well, if you write, you know, it'll change it for other people. Well, it doesn't, because I'm sure lots of other people have written before. So I'm wondering whether I'd be bothered. I'd like to know your thoughts, if anybody's listening, if anybody really is listening to this, which is probably not, because I'm sure you probably gave up ages ago when I started ranting. But anyway, it'd be great to have your thoughts in a message or reply or whatever on here. So that's me, and I will speak again soon. Bye.